Can you explain for our listeners exactly what the bank is?
Sure. The Export-Import Bank, actually been around 80 years, started by Franklin Delano Roosevelt, is created to do one thing, and that is to support and create more jobs through exports. Exports have a little more risk, selling overseas. Sometimes banks are reluctant to lend. So we step in to fill a gap. If a bank steps out or there's a credit crisis, as we just had in 2008-09, we will step in and make sure that when American companies want to export, that finance is not the reason for losing a sale.
So the bank basically provides financing for them and support, is that right?
We can help working with your bank. We'll provide a guarantee to the bank to help them make that working capital loan. And probably most importantly for your listeners, if you're selling overseas and you want to invoice a customer, we'll give you an insurance policy. So if that customer doesn't pay in Singapore or Costa Rica, we'll pay, and therefore that reduces the risk to the exporter. And I should add one last thing I have to always say. We do this at actually no cost to the taxpayer. We collect a fee for our work from our customers, pays for all of our administrative costs, all of the loan losses. And on top of that, the last year that just ended, we actually sent $1 billion worth of profit to the U.S. government.
What is the bank's effect on North Carolina, would you say, or the Triad for our listeners to kind of make that connection?
Well, about 40% of the loans we do in dollars are for small businesses. So we do a lot of the small businesses here. And nationwide, it also is about 90% of the transactions we do are for small companies. So sometimes people, they hear about Siemens down in Charlotte or Boeing or GE, but we really do a lot with small businesses, making sure that when they're selling overseas, they can do that in a financially secure way and build sales, and importantly, most importantly, build jobs here in North Carolina.
Are there any sectors or certain parts of the business world in North Carolina that have a lot of potential?
Well, we're focused today on the textile industry. So we're here with Frontier Mills. John Bacane is actually on our advisory committee at the bank. And so we're looking at how we can work with more of the textile companies, which have a large export footprint, and helping them make sure that they can expand to compete globally.
Are there any other sectors that you think are attractive? I know President Obama has talked about doubling U.S. exports.
I would say two others I see in North Carolina in particular. One is energy. That do more in the Charlotte area, Siemens, but there's a whole energy and power industry that's grown up in the Charlotte region, and that's been a very strong export. Siemens is a German company, but they manufacture here in the U.S. because it's a great workforce, a good platform, and we support them globally, such as when they export to Saudi Arabia just last year. And interestingly, we're going to be going to a food company called Jenny's Pickles in Kernersville that jars pickles, and we help Jenny sell these pickles around the world, to China, to Germany, to Britain, to Canada, and she too is going to be expanding into the Mideast. So from textiles to food products to power, it's a very diverse economy. And last year, I would say, just estimated using Department of Labor statistics, we supported 205,000 jobs nationwide in last year alone, and about over a million jobs over the last 4 years.
What's interesting, I know that your mom, Lillian Vernon, she started that company, which I'm a big fan of, by the way. But is there anything you could say in regards to giving people advice from someone who has helped a company flourish and the possibility of the export bank?
Sure. Actually, to be honest with you, we made a mistake. We did not export. We should have exported. And I would say 20 years ago, I left the company, you know, exporting was seen as something you do after you've tapped out every other market. And I would say today, when I talk to companies, smart companies, don't wait until they've saturated the U.S. market to then export. They're exporting on day one. Jenny's Pickles is a great example. It's a company that does less than $400,000 a year, and they're already exporting to four countries.